this January. NITV and SBS brings you First Nations storytelling on an epic scale. Stories of our trailblazers, stories of our survival, and stories of our strength. Because this always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. 18th to 26th of January on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
The holiday season may have drawn to a close, but for Australian tennis fans, the festivities are just getting started. The Australian Open returns to Melbourne Park for its 114th edition this month, bringing a wide array of superstars and hopefuls from around the world to sweat it out on the iconic blue courts. The top-ranked men's players Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner have arrived in Melbourne to begin preparations. World number one Alcaraz is a six-time Grand Slam champion, but has never advanced past the quarterfinal stage in Melbourne, while world number two Sinner will be aiming to defend his Australian Open title for a third straight year, following the Italian successes in 2024 and 2025. They say they're excited to push each other this tournament.
We push each other, you know, to be better, so I think that's what I keep from this good rivalry. I think everybody needs someone that pushes you to be better, to give you your 100%, and I think that's what we are doing, you know, every time.
Yeah, I mean, we are I believe everyone is different, you know, in a way, so it's good for the sport, you know, to have different, you know, personalities and game styles, and it's great, you know, to share the court with him. You know, I see a completely different point of view, how to approach, you know, certain points.
World number four Novak Djokovic, who holds the record for most men's Australian Open titles at 10, will be looking to challenge the younger men to extend that achievement. The Australian Open is the first of the four major tennis tournaments held each year that make up the Grand Slam series, alongside the French Open in Paris, the Wimbledon Championships in London, and the US Open in New York. It includes a range of match types, including men's and women's singles and doubles, as well as mixed doubles, junior championships, wheelchair, exhibition matches, and more. At $111.5 million, this year's prize pool is the largest in the tournament's history, a 16% increase on 2025. The opening week is now underway from Monday, with hundreds of lower-ranked hopefuls competing in qualifying rounds to secure their spot in the main draw. The main draw will then start on this Sunday, the 18th of January, and run for 2 weeks. Last year, Madison Keys took home the Women's Australian Open trophy, the 30-year-old's first Grand Slam win in her career. The American, now ranked 9th in the world, says tennis can be unpredictable, but she's hoping to defend her title.
Obviously, after you win a slam, expectations go up. So I think I've played the past year with higher expectations, but I have learned that you can't ever really replicate what you used to do. So I think I'm really just trying to go out and start the year off as best as I can and play some really good tennis, and excited to see how all of the chips fall.
Hot on the heels of the reigning champion is the world number one women's player Aryna Sabalenka, who fell short in last year's final. The Russian took home the Brisbane International Trophy over the weekend and hopes to build off this momentum.
Yeah, it's super special. I'm happy to hold this trophy. I'm happy to start season on a very strong note. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the future, but the only one thing I'm sure is that I'll be there. I'll be fighting. I'll do my best to go as far as possible and do a little bit better than I did last year. And that's where is my focus. My focus is on my game, on developing myself and making sure that I'm strong and healthy heading to the AO.
And world number four and reigning French Open champion Coco Gauff is also hoping that she can start her season with a bang in Australia, with the American telling Channel 9 she's been training hard.
Last year I felt like it started off my season pretty strong, so looking forward to hopefully doing the same thing. But yeah, you never know what to expect at the start of the year. You know, you've been practicing for a few weeks straight, so hopefully the things that I've been working on in practice can translate over.
Another big name to watch out for this year in the women's tournament is Polish player Iga Świątek, who won Wimbledon last year and is currently ranked world number 2. And when it comes to local Australian Open hopes, there's none better than men's world number 6 player Alex de Minaur. De Minaur has been in good form lately, recently defeating Poland's Hubert Hurkacz on home turf in Sydney in the United Cup. He tells the Australian Open YouTube channel that he's planning on being a title threat this tournament after making it to the quarterfinals last year.
I would love nothing more than to have a deep run there and keep building upon what I've been doing the last couple of years and hopefully be a threat for the title. That would be very, very nice.
And rising star Maya Joint is another Australian to watch after the 19-year-old has had a phenomenal couple of years after entering 2024 ranked 684th in the world, but soaring to world number 32 by the end of 2025. Joint is guaranteed to be seeded for this year's Australian Open, meaning she won't face off against a higher-ranked player until at least the third round, giving her a great chance to have a lengthy run in the tournament. Other top 100 players representing Australia includes women's singles player Daria Kasatkina and Ayla Tomjanovic, plus Alexei Popperin and Adam Walton in the men's game. If you're tuning into the Australian Open action, you can watch the tournament live and free via Channel 9 and its streaming platform 9Now, while Stan Sport will also have every match live and on demand. And you can also tune in here at SBS News, where we'll bring you the biggest results of the tournament. Sam Dover, SBS News.
The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.